Now we begin part two of this meditation exercise, this set of MP3s for working with addiction. We're going to do another meditation. This will have a slightly different focus. We'll take some different turns as we go. So please, get comfortable in your body. Close your eyes. Notice what tension may be in your body. So I want you to be aware of your body. Scan what's going on. Let your breathing be slow, but full and relaxed. Put cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. For those of you who are new to that exercise, perhaps have not encountered that before in general or through this channel, it is highly effective. And yet also, even if it is, you perceive it might not be working or you are not sure how to know if it is working, it puts your attention somewhere other than your mind. And this is valuable. So even if at this point you're not sure that you're doing it correctly, just put your attention there. Just let it be what it is, and you're on your way, even if it's not up and running fully. We want you to invite the energy of the earth up into your body on your inhales. This slow, easy, full, relaxed breathing. On your exhales, intend that all tension that you don't need right now to tell you who you are can go down through the earth on your exhales through these cords, and be grateful to the earth for receiving this excess energy that doesn't belong to you, or energy that perhaps was generated by you but isn't now helping and won't help you going forward. Also, please decide to let go of any tension that you might have that doesn't belong to you, energies you may have picked up from other people today, yesterday, the last few days. Anything in your space that doesn't belong to you should go away. So welcome this energy of the earth, breathe it in on your inhales, up into your body fully. On your exhale, send out everything that's in your space that shouldn't be there. It's not necessary to catalog everything, every interaction you may have had where you might have absorbed somebody else's tension or stress or frustration, anger, grief, sadness, impatience, or anything else. You don't need to know what it is, just firmly intend that because it's not yours, whatever it may be, can go down through these cords into the earth and be grateful to the earth. You should feel at this point your energy field changing. This will be you allowing the energy field of the earth to affect you, to allow the frequency of the earth itself to affect your own field. When a person truly allows this to happen, the mind does not run on endlessly with news and notes, with worry, anxiety, judgment, fear. This is the cure for all of these things. The remedy we persistently recommend that you employ to come out of states of fear, anxiety, worry. Become centered in your body, connected to the earth, and you are able to make the right decisions for yourself at the right times. In part two of this series, we're going to take you deeply into meditation again, into that kind of grounded state as we did in part one, but again with some different details, some different energetic exercises, different questions to ask you, and different affirmations to ask you to take on as your own. That You Choose to Be the Source of Love runs through this entire series. But we're going to play a little bit with different things to give you different images to work with. Breathing the energy of the earth up into your body through the bottoms of your feet, these cords, and also your root chakra. Slowly drawing this energy of support and nurturing and understanding, this unconditional support, this, it doesn't matter what you're doing, I'm here for you kind of energy is what the earth does for every person while he or she is alive on this planet. The earth is your mother. No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, no matter why, you can always draw on this source of support. It does not look like the kind of support your brain wants you to have or thinks that you should have or is worried that you haven't yet received, but when you experience on an ongoing basis persistent connection with the earth, chronic connection with the earth, your sense of being supported changes. Your sense of being able to be the source of love in your world changes. It grows, unfolds, and blossoms. Drawing this energy up into your body, let it reach all parts of your body, even those far away from your feet and your root, all the way up through your legs and hips, abdomen, torso, chest area, up to your shoulders and down through your arms. You may wish to choose one arm at a time, focus on one side at a time, and down to that hand and those fingertips, and then to the other, all the way up through your neck, through your neck, up into your head, where so much happens. And then on your exhales, you breathe down tension that you're carrying, energies you've taken on from somebody else. Perhaps there's a particular relationship or particular dynamic with somebody with whom you wouldn't say you have a relationship. Perhaps there's something that's been stirred up lately. Perhaps there's an unresolved issue. Perhaps there's anger and frustration and argument. Perhaps it's ongoing. Perhaps it's brief. But the point is, you may be taking on energy from this dynamic, from the other person's emotions, in addition to your own. Everything you may have absorbed from another person, we want you to send down into the earth with gratitude. Now, as we did in the previous meditation, at this point we ask you to consider if you are willing to be affected even more deeply than thus far, by this vibration that we are offering. It is one of support. It is one of offering you insight and information so that you can better make informed decisions for yourself. It is a frequency that will turn around some of the tricks of your mind that lead you to deal with emotions, with behavior patterns that don't serve you. It is a vibration that is confident that all you have experienced serves the learning journey of your soul, of you as a portion of divine consciousness. This is all to say that if you listen to this, you may be lulled, you may go into a peaceful state, but if you decide to be affected for the better by this vibration, decide if you decide to let it in, if you decide to let it push buttons and move things around as we continue to do this meditation, you will get even more benefit from it. But your free will is everything. If you would like to continue just meditating, you can do that. If you'd like to be affected by this vibration, set the intention, something like, I'm ready and open to being affected in positive ways by what you are doing, Jehudi. You could even say something like, I'm willing to be on board with this business you're up to here. Put your attention back on the cords into the earth from your feet and your root and draw this energy up into your body. Fully. All the way up to your head. All the way down to your fingertips. Let it change how you are vibrating. A few more rounds of this and then we will proceed. If you notice now new bits of tension, just decide they can go. Decide that you can be free of them. I want you now to make the decision to empower yourself to be the source of love in your world. Sometimes you don't know what that looks like, but I want you to make the decision that you are on your way. When a person decides to surrender to something greater than themselves, some people think of it as a higher power, some people think of it as guidance, their soul, their oversoul, their guides, literally their guides, let alone guidance. The wisdom of any being that comes to help, angels, God, Jesus, whomever it is. Your mind must learn how to take a back seat, and telling your mind that it's bad is essentially telling the mind to tell itself that it's bad. So, we want to offer you these tools to get into your body, to connect to the earth, to be aware of your breathing, to rid yourself of tension, without the frankly dominating impact or influence of mind. To get in the habit of putting your attention on your feet and what it feels like where they are now. The energy of the earth coming up through your body, and for you to work on it until you really feel it. To relax into it until you really feel it. We want this to become second nature to you. Add this tool to your repertory. When you are connected to the earth, your mind cannot dominate. Your mind will be an important advisor, a planner, a scheduler, a researcher, a handy administrative assistant for whatever function you are doing. This energy of the earth up into your body, fully, fully up into your body. Once again, once more, make the decision that you are on your way to becoming the source of love for yourself, even if you don't know what that looks like or what it would be like. That you're going to do it, and you'll figure it out. You'll learn. You have support. So, here we begin with root chakra affirmations. Please decide that you are safe. Please decide that you are supported. And if your mind chimes in and says, here's the stack of evidence as to why I am not, I am saying to you, let the mind say what it says. But here is the earth. Here am I. Here is this channel. Offering you this anchor. We are in conjunction, the three of us, working in tandem to give you this tool to develop your own anchor into the earth, connecting your body to the earth. You are supported. The very fact that this channel has made time in his schedule to get grounded himself in order to be able to channel this from me and then to bring it to you. You are supported. The very fact that you found this, in addition to the fact that he has done this, you are supported. Decide now that you are supported. Now do them together. I am always safe. I am always supported. I am always safe. I am always supported. Now, leaving these cords in place where they are, please put your attention on your crown, the top of your head, the seventh chakra. So now from the bottom of your energy field, the root, the first. Now we go up to the top of your field of these seven major centers, the seventh, the crown, the top of your head. Relax that open, and as you inhale, breathe the energy of the cosmos, supportive energy from your guides or angels or Jesus or me or whomever, from Saint Germain, another face I use, another frequency I traffic in. Intend to bring loving, supportive energy in through your crown from a source in the cosmos that works best for you. Breathing this energy in on your inhales, having it go all the way down into your body, all the way down to the bottoms of your feet, all the way down your shoulders, down through your arms to your hands. The frequency is very different. The frequency is lighter. It's very different from that of the earth. And this is good. This is to be expected. Some people get very accustomed to doing the energy of the earth, and then suddenly we ask them to do this, and they feel a little too light, ungrounded. But we say, leave those cords where they are. Know that you are safe and supported. Know that you are grounded. Breathe this energy from the cosmos down into your body and decide again that you are safe. I am always safe. I am always supported. And you fill your body with this energy on your inhales. On your exhales, just let it stay. Don't move anything. Draw it into you to raise your frequency, to raise your vibration, and then relax on your exhale. If you get lightheaded, put your attention back on the ones into the earth for a moment. And as you listen to this again later, just understand that the beginning process, getting truly deeply rooted to the earth, will prevent that from happening in the future. Don't feel bad, and don't worry if it happens if you do get lightheaded. Just adding this as one little helpful note, just in case, for some of you who are maybe new to working this process with this channel or with me. And now on your exhales, breathe that energy back out through your crown, back up. So let it wash you, all this loving white or purple light, however you envision it, coming into your body from your crown. And then on your exhales, sending it back up, it will wash. Now put your attention back on these cords into the earth from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, your first chakra, and see how different this energy is. How slow it moves. Breathe this energy up from the earth into your body. A few more breaths of this. Slow, easy, full, relaxed, but deep breathing. Now I want you to open the crown simultaneously and breathe in through each source simultaneously. These very different energies. We had you do this in the last set, but we're approaching it in a little different way in this meditation. On your exhales, just let the energies be, so relax and let go of them. You're drawing in from above and below on every inhale. Powerfully, you are breathing in, but relaxed, but full. With the confidence that you are always safe, you are always supported. Please say, I am always safe. I am always supported. Now I want you to relax into this just a little more. Knowing that you are safe. Knowing that you are supported. Relax your field a little more so that, this is the point, each of these openings in your field through which you are drawing the energy from the cosmos and the earth simultaneously, that each of them relaxes and is a little wider. see this set of openings as, and this energy that is, you are actually describing a column of energy, we could say. You are, in fact, a bridge when you do this between what you might call heaven, or the cosmos, and earth. Spirit connected to matter. When you are actively engaged with each source of energy in this way, you are bridging heaven and earth, spirit and matter. You can walk around your life and be unconscious of your true divine nature and just realize that you're eating and sleeping and working and pooping and walking the dog and answering the telephone and emailing and whatever. You can live on that frequency. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That serves your divine journey. But if you have found this channel, you have found me. If you have found this recording, then you're ready for something more. Image yourself as a column connecting heaven and earth. Breathe in from each source simultaneously. On your exhales now, open that fourth chakra, your heart chakra, the center of your chest, yet again. Relax it. Allow energy to be generated from this spot in your field and your body. You are a column connecting heaven and earth. You are the bridge between spirit and matter. You are not somebody who has this job or likes that food. You are not somebody who dislikes this about her relationship or dislikes this about his work or his commute or his vehicle. You are not this dream that you didn't fulfill. You are not the thing you may end up doing someday, but you're not sure if you can. You are none of these things. You are a bridge between heaven and earth. You are a portion of divine intelligence having experiences as a human temporarily in order to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. I invite you and I challenge you to step into your role in this universe as a portion of divine consciousness, learning about what love is. At times, for some, self-care and being positive, having a robust positive outlook, getting out of bed to greet the day in a positive way. For some, these things are very challenging at times. For some others, they are challenging all the time. But I challenge you to do this exercise on a regular basis, to get aligned as the column of light and energy that you can fill by becoming the source of love. My intention is that this alter your conception of who you are and what you are doing on this planet. If I say to you, you were born to do great things, part of you might say, I think I was just born to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing here. And it is true. The great thing, however, that each and every one of you has been born to do is to decide to become the source of love. Notice the phrasing, the source of love. All other people around you are teaching you where you are in that journey. You're one of billions of people, one of thousands of people you know, one of many thousands of people you have met in the course of this life. These other people who surround you are not here to love you. So stop waiting for them to do so. I say this a little harshly, but with compassion. Part of this journey is in expecting others to love you in ways that you cannot get, that you cannot receive. Some of you will find people who are willing to love you in those ways. And this is typically where codependency develops. And I want to steer you away from thinking that another person has what you truly need in order to manifest a mission on this planet, in order to be who you truly are, in order to bring the wisdom of the divine through your human personality and self. Other people reflect to you where you are in your journey to become the source of love. And when you become the source of love, it doesn't mean that you do not interact with others. It does not mean that you do not need others. It means that what you need them for is very different. You need some reflection. You need some interaction. You need play. You need to give. You need to receive. You need to share. You need to interact. Not you need to be validated so that you can like yourself. These billions of people show you where you are in the process of becoming the source of love. So I want you now to make the decision again. I am always safe. I am always supported. And I want you to decide that you are the source of love. I want you to let everyone else off the hook. Because you can handle validating yourself. Now we've been talking, so we want to put your attention back on these cords into the earth and this opening, this cord up into the cosmos, into the universal source of love, and then down from the earth. And breathing these energies each in simultaneously, and then on your exhale, relaxing your fourth chakra gently open. Do not force a ball of white light out of your chest. Some of you may at some times be frustrated and resort to this recording to try to get there, and may want to force something out of frustration. Your job is to breathe this energy fully up from the earth and from the cosmos into your body, have them meet more or less in the middle, which is your fourth chakra, and relax, open your heart. This is work. Not many people, naturally, after becoming an adult, after having certain years of experience, do this automatically. You must train yourself to relax to generating love, to relax so that you may generate love. I am always safe. Do this with us. I am always supported. I am the source of love. Breathing energy in from above and below simultaneously on your inhales. Knowing that you are rooted, you are grounded, you are connected to the earth, therefore you are supported. Decide that you are the source of love. Decide that you are always safe, that you are always supported. Decide that you are the source of love. Continue inhaling in the same way. And as you exhale thus far, I've asked you to gently relax this fourth chakra, this heart center. At this point, I want you to relax this fourth center, relax your chest, open even more. At this point, you may notice a little tension in your neck or shoulders because you are supposed to be relaxing. Part of you may be introducing some tension as though a particular physical position or a particular physical effort would be needed. It is not. So please notice your shoulders and relax them if they are not at ease, if they are not soft. It takes intention and sometimes a little effort depending on your mood when you do this. Your general stress level may seem to prevent, at times, doing this. But if you take away nothing else from us, understand that while you are grounded, the potential to have success with this, even when stressed, is greater. So again, grounding, 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 extremely important. Deciding you are safe, you are supported. And in this process of relaxing into becoming the source of love, it sometimes does take a little focus to let go of the control or the tension. You're inhaling from each source above and below, simultaneously, deeply, fully, filling yourself, filling your field and your body. And now you are a little more actively opening that fourth chakra, relaxing it open, deciding to be the source of love. You are the column that connects heaven and earth, spirit and matter, soul and body. You have always been the connector between soul and body. You are neither merely soul nor merely body. Breathing this energy in from each source, these two energies, simultaneously, now, next step, actively allowing a cord of white light to come out through your heart chakra. As we mentioned earlier, some of you may choose pink or blue or green or purple. It is fine. Sometimes we will say white and somebody will naturally choose purple. That is fine. Whatever works best for you. One of these colors. Breathing in from each source simultaneously from above and below, deeply and fully, and putting all of that energy out through your heart chakra to make a cord that will naturally wrap itself around you. We're going to be here for a couple of more minutes. We want you to progressively relax open into this. Breathing fully each source of energy from above and below, allowing them to meet in your fourth chakra in the center of your chest, and then they come out together, modulated by the fourth chakra love generator. You are generating love not because you saw something adorable. You are generating love because you are choosing to be the source of love. This is your source of strength. Drawing actively on the energy of the earth, drawing actively on the energy of the universe that is supportive. Here we are. We are teaching you this. We are walking you through this, running you through this. The earth is constantly there for you. The channel makes available many, many tools and resources. I am always available to you in any of my faces, any of the frequencies over which I broadcast and operate. You are supported. Sometimes people wonder if they are alone. Sometimes when that happens, they wish they were not alone or so alone. If this is something that you have wondered about, please let it be what it is without judgment. But I am always safe. I am always supported. I am the source of love. When these affirmations are with you, and you incorporate them into your vibration through repetition and investing intention, you are not alone. One of our intentions here is to teach you to intentionally vibrate in a loving way. There are many ways to do this. but to simply sit down and put aside some time to choose to vibrate a loving frequency. This, again, is your divine power. This is your source of strength as a person, as a human. It seems that you are disconnected from Source because you are in this discrete body with your own mind and vocabulary and your own thoughts and memories and feelings. And sometimes it will seem as though you cannot connect with others. A sense of loneliness may come in. Make the Earth your friend. Accept the friendship of the Earth through connecting with the Earth in an intentional way daily, multiple times daily. Connect with me. Allow my frequency in the several different ways I come through, the different radio stations, so to speak, over which I'm broadcasting. Saint Germain, the keeper of the violet flame of forgiveness. Merlin, alchemy, magic, sexual healing. And Thoth and this particular frequency, Jehudi. Jehudi and Thoth frequencies are not that different from each other. But Jehudi is this one I'm using now, is this active one through which we do energy work. Thoth would be more tell it like it is, teaching. The channel progressed from Thoth, learning, to Jehudi, doing, over the course of several years. Make us your friend. Choose to allow our influence to help you. Know, with absolute certainty, that you are always supported. You are always safe, and that you can choose on a daily basis to be the source of love. Going back to the reality of other people, and I will say this half-jokingly, the apparent reality of other people, as we described to you that your job as a person is to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom, and we say, be the source of love for yourself. Choose to be the source of love. Become the source of love. We say this over and over again in different ways. Part of you says, well, what are all these other people for? As we said, they are reflecting to you where you are in learning about becoming the source of love. So there are people in your world who cannot give you what you perceive you need from them. Are you willing, I ask you now, to choose to see those dynamics as helpful to you, as revealing to you where you allow, where you as a divine being are, for the time being or thus far, allowing gaps to exist in your life where love is not present? One way of looking at this is to send love to all those who have hurt you. Of course, you would have to forgive them first, but to actively send love to all those who have hurt you. Not calling them up and saying, I'm sending you love and praying for you. Not this. Or sending an email or something, a text, I'm praying for you. No. Decide to hold a space of being love when it comes to that person's memory and that person's effect upon you. That person has taught you something important about how you may be waiting, or maybe not sure yet, or maybe didn't feel strong enough to be loving in some scenario, or to say no to something that wasn't loving. If a part of you is waiting for validation from somebody else, you will live a life of waiting. If a part of you is waiting for a particular kind of love and support from somebody else, then you live a life of waiting. It is our intention to inspire you to choose to draw a line in the sand and make the decision that you are always safe, you are always supported, and that you are the source of love. And we say it again, that is your divine power. To make this choice is an expression of your divine power. Love heals all? Yes. Love cures all? Yes. Love makes the world go round? Yes. At times, you have heard that self-love is all important. You have heard that from the channel, from me. You have heard it in different ways. And a part of you has said, Well, I kind of get the idea. Or, maybe I'm willing to work with that. But what does it actually mean? These exercises. Aligning yourself as a column between heaven and earth. Stepping actively into your true nature as an energetic, conscious being having a physical experience. And operating yourself as a conscious being in intentional ways, cleaning up the past, forgiving others, forgiving yourself, choosing to view the world through the lens of, is this empowering or not? Is this choice before me? Is choice A empowering, or is choice B empowering, or is one of them disempowering? Is each empowering or each disempowering? Have I perhaps unfairly limited my field of options to two choices? Perhaps there are more options. When you are grounded, you are able to see these things a little better. This is why we harp on this ground, ground, ground. Please put your attention back on these cords into the earth and the cord up to the cosmos, breathing energy still from each source into your field and body simultaneously. And as you exhale, generating love from your heart in the form of a cord of light that wraps itself around you, feeding your aura, generating love. This is the I have an hour to sit still being the source of love. This is, of course, an involved exercise, but once you have the steps down and you are comfortable with the process, and you are aware of what blocks you may have brought to this, and you are aware of how to work around them and to relax into trusting this process, you can take this with you, and you will change the world around you. But primarily, what you will notice is you will be a happier, more generous, more forgiving person who is able to recognize joy around you, more able to seize the wonderful parts of every moment. Sounds a bit like a greeting card, but this is true. Breathing in from each source simultaneously and then out through your heart chakra, generating a cord of light that wraps around you. Generating love, not because you saw someone you loved or a puppy or something adorable. Generating love because you are the source of love. You are choosing to be the source of love. Again, I am always safe. I am always supported. I am the source of love. And this is the source of my strength. Now, I would like for you to stay in this space. Continue. Breathing in from each source simultaneously above and below. Continue to relax open. And then open your heart, your fourth chakra. Wrap this cord of white or other colored light around you, generating love. I want you to stick with this until you feel complete for the day. Ideally, you stay here a few more minutes, another hour. You stay in this space. As you do that and we cease speaking, certain thoughts or memories will come to the surface. Stay with these cords where they are. Breathe this energy in as you have been doing. And allow these memories and thoughts to speak to you. Observe them through the lens of attention on your fourth chakra. View them through the lens of the heart. Is this thought that's coming up indicative of something that is ready to be healed? Or released, or refiled in my history as something helpful that was at one time hurtful? Does this memory need to keep meaning what it has always meant? Or Can I view this through the lens of the heart as I am learning how to be in my heart and be the source of love, to generate love? So this is what I want you to do. And again, as we closed the previous meditation, I will say that everybody who does this steps away from it. Coming back to it is the mark of somebody who is interested in being the source of love, who is interested, who is committed, intentional. Do not, in other words, if you stray from this in any way, if you forget this for a few days or weeks, do not hate yourself for this, but choose to come back to re-experience what it is like to know with absolute certainty that you're safe, supported, and that you are the source of love. Thank you for your time and energy and attention. Please stay in this space for as long as you are able.